Calhoun nightcap just about ready to get underway in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Madison undefeated 4-0 in Alex McNeil's first year. Waverly coming in 1-3. Into the tune of Tyler Williams. We'll get starting lineups in our next stoppage of play. Beginning for the tip-off, it will be Lane Darbrough. Actually, excuse me, that is Gannon Pyle versus Brantley Peterson to begin the ball game. Madison wins the opening tip. Bryson Turner has it on the right side. Madison, their home white uniforms, black numbers. Madison across the chest. Waverly will be in their road black uniforms. Waverly across the chest. And a orange number. Cade Herbert has it over the left side. Now to Lane Darbrough up top, back to Herbert. Now right side to Colton Ish. Now back to Turner. Now Darbrough. Now Turner up top to Colton Ish. Now left side to Cade Herbert. 2-3 zone being applied by Waverly. Darbrough, foul line. Jumper by Ish, short. Rebound into the hands of Brady Wallace, and we're going the other way. Luke Bartley with it. Now right side, Coy Myers, right wing three, no good. Rebound to Gannon Pyle. McNeil replacing Brett Daniels last year on a team that went 16-5. Turner in the front court now, right side up top to Colton Ish. Back to Turner in the right corner. He'll do a ball fake, now find Darbrough on the baseline. Up top, Herbert. Give a ball fake now to Colton Ish. Ish, right side, Bryson Turner. He'll think about a three, and he'll fire it up. It's too long off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and won by Lane Darbrough. He'll fire up a 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound in the hands of Brady Wallace once again. Ben Meehan pushes up the court, and Lane Darbrough knocks it out of bounds. These starting lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. It's Coy Myers, Ben Meehan, Luke Bartley, Brady Wallace, and Brantley Peterson for Waverly. And it's Bryson Turner, Colton Ish, Lane Darbrough, Cade Herbert, and Gannon Pyle for Madison, the starting lineup. Brantley Peterson up top, Coy Myers, left side now to Bartley. Bartley into the corner to Peterson. His three attempt is no good. Rebound in the hands of Lane Darbrough. Madison comes in with victories over Yates Center, Oswego, Marmaton Valley, and Northeast Armour. Maranatha Academy, the lone win for Waverly. Ball goes off the foot of Gannon Pyle. Pass coming from Lane Darbrough, and it goes out of bounds. So 0-0 still our score. 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. Tegan, the quick key to this tonight's ball game.
Well, I think you heard it from McNeil. For Madison, it's defense, and thus far they've been pretty good defensively here in the early going. For Waverly, they've got to make sure that they are playing the same. Whoa, a little spill there as Colton Ish takes a bit of a dive. Gets tripped up there going across half court. As I was saying, Waverly, they've got to match the intensity of Madison, and thus far they're doing a great job of that. It's been a very, very fast pace first 3 minutes here in this early going.
Madison's led in scoring by Bryson Turner, 15 points per ball game in three of those four games played. He'll fire up a 12-foot baseline jumper that's short. Rebound in the hands of Brady Wallace. Now up the court we go to Ben Meehan. Left corner, Luke Bartley, three in the way. Rims out, no good. Rebound fought for on the floor, but going to be won by Bryson Turner. Well, Madison with a six-game winning streak against Waverly. Last victory for Waverly coming in the first matchup of 2019.
That may have been the best-looking three that Waverly has taken thus far in this ball game, but they're still rushing a lot of shots there beyond the arc.
Gannon Pyle has it in the mid lane. He puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away. Waverly going the other way. Up and under shot by Ben Meehan, too strong. Offensive board, though, by Brady Wallace. His putback no good, but he will go to the line for two shots.
First offensive board of the night here for Waverly, and again, it is very fast-paced in this ball game, and I don't know who that really favors thus far.
Did we miss a shot there, Tegan?
No.
Okay. Scoreboard showing Madison's up 3-0. There it goes back.
Nope, just a little okay. Of a miscommunication. Now there is some points
okay,
on the board.
Okay, Brady Wallace. 4:43 to go in the first quarter.
They're just keeping us on our toes.
Nothing. Well, you know, it was kind of a fast-paced start to this ball game. Rough transition right in from the interviews as Wallace bangs it off the back of the iron. No good on the second shot. Rebound to Colton Ish in the front court we go. Ish, right side to Herbert. Now back to Ish. Looks to be a 1-3-1 zone being applied by the Waverly Bulldogs. Ish finding Gannon Powell. Pass too strong. Goes through his hands and is taken away by Waverly. Now up the court we go to Meehan. Now back to Peterson. Three on the left side. Short. Whoa. Follows his own shot. It'll be heavy contact on the rebound attempt. Colton Ish had the matchup.
That was probably one of the most picture-perfect threes you'll ever see. A beautiful arc on it. Unfortunately, that just came up a little short hitting the front of the rim. But thus far, Waverly is doing a good job of getting separation beyond the arc, getting those shots up, but they're rushing them just a little too much. Madison kind of doing the same thing on the opposite end, as I think they're relying a little too heavily on the speed of Bryson Turner to get some open looks.
Both of these teams replacing key members of last year's teams that were all-league honors as Lane Darbrough knocks down a three in the right corner. Madison on top, 3-1, midway through the first quarter. Madison replacing Trace Daniels, Drew Stutzman, who was unanimous first-team selection, and Braden Fultz. Waverly replacing Lane Bartley and Damian Foster, who were second-team Lyon County Leaguers last year. Shot on the left side, no good by Waverly. Rebound in the hands of Colton Ish.
7-4 in the rebound game for Madison.
Darbrough, 15-footer, good.
Now they're catching a little steam here. They're slowing things down. Madison finally taking advantage of the open looks.
Myers has it in the corner. Now to Meehan. Meehan up top, Peterson. Peterson will look inside. Nothing there. Man-to-man defense applied. Actually call it a 2-3 zone by Madison. In the ball game for the first time for Madison is Brayden Jones. We're going to have a travel by Brantley Peterson.
Just the first turnover for Waverly, and we'll say Peterson, I'm a little surprised. He was wide open on that left corner, decided not to take a three. That was the first time that they've decided against it tonight for Waverly, as almost every shot has been from beyond the arc, aside from one.
Herbert inbounds it on the far side into Colton Ish. Now Herbert, now to Turner in the front court. Bartley applying pressure now, back to Herbert, now back to Turner in the right corner. Now Herbert, down to the elbow to Jones. Kicked back out to Colton Ish. He'll fire up a three. It's no good. Offensive rebound to Herbert. Now to Bryson Turner. Baseline jumper. It's no good. Brayden Jones, another board. Left-handed shot. No good. Bryson Turner collects another offensive rebound. They'll reset the offense. 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Madison looking to add to their 5-1 advantage. Turner, right side to Darbrough. Kick back out to Turner. Up top Ish. Now left side Herbert. Cade will look to go inside. We'll find Turner left side up to Darbrough. Kicked back out to Herbert. His three, no good. Rebound to Darbrough. Saves it out of bounds into the hands of Ben Meehan. We're going the other way, left to right on your radio dial. 2:25 to go. Waverly looking for their first field goal of the evening. Peterson up top. Gets it from Coy Myers. Peterson to the elbow. Kick back out to Bartley, left wing. Up top to Peterson, resetting the offense. Madison really attacking those top two in that 2-3 zone. Myers, right side, crossing over. Now up top to Meehan. 2 minutes and counting now in the first. Meehan going left side to Peterson. Now left corner, Luke Bartley. Now right side, Coy Myers. Myers skips it back. Left side, Peterson. Three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Follows his own shot. Gets his own board. Fires it up from the foul line this time. Misses. Gets his own shot again. He is fouled from the left block, and he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Well, right there, that was just great timing by Peterson as he wasn't trying to rush the play. He gets inside, gets his hand on that ball, lets the defenders kind of slip past him, and then in a desperation play right there, trying to make the save was Brayden Jones. Picks up the foul instead.
Foul shot no good by Peterson. Lyon County League underway here this evening. Burlingame taking on Merzine Valley. OPSCC, Lebo Hartford to go along with this contest. Flint Hills League also in action. Osage City, Mission Valley, Chase County, Council Grove, Northern Heights, West Franklin, Central Heights, Linden is. Peterson has a goose egg at the foul line. Brady Wallace fighting for the rebound. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow should stay with. Actually going to go back to Madison on the jump ball. It's 30-second timeout taken by Tyler Williams. We'll stay right here with you. 1:37 to play in this first quarter. 5-1, Madison's advantage. Madison won last year's contest 57-36. But as mentioned in the postgame, Waverly 13-11 last year. They lost a heartbreaking loss in the first round of a state basketball tag, and you had that call, the Northern Valley. Was it 62-57, I believe it was?
Yes, it was.
That's a back-to-back state tournaments for Tyler Williams. Of course, had the tall task of replacing Mike Hevel, and they've done a good job. And, of course, Waverly had a deep six-man playoff run, bowing out in the sub-state championship game as well.
Yeah, and last year, you know, you mentioned it, kind of a heartbreaking loss there. They were in it, went into overtime, and unfortunately just could not get the ball to fall their way. But you ask you ask this team, you ask Coach Williams, that just fired them up. I think it's kind of reinvigorated them. I don't think that you can look at their talent level based off their record alone, as they have a lot of talent out on that floor. I think they're still just trying to get past that and gel a little bit here this season.
They did overrule. Waverly did have does have the possession arrow, so they have the ball. Peterson with it left side after the timeout. Gets it knocked away momentarily by Colton Ish. Now Meehan. Now right side, Coy Myers. Subbing in during that stoppage of play was Colton Woodson, the 5'9 sophomore for the Waverly Bulldogs. Peterson has it left side. A buck 08 to play now. Waverly trailing things 5-1. Good crossover by Min Meehan. I'm going to say it was a little bit too much English on the crossover, and it'll go the other way to Madison.
That'll be the second turnover for Waverly to Madison's three thus far. And again, sometimes speed can really kill your momentum, as it can force you to make an unintentional error.
Backcourt pressure applied by Waverly, but the press is broke by Madison. 10-footer no good by Bryson Turner. Rebound to Coy Myers. Up the court we go. Stolen right back by Bryson Turner. He's at midcourt now with 42 seconds to go in the first. Madison looking to add their 5-1 advantage. Ish. Right side, Bryson Turner in the corner to Lane Darbrough. Baseline jumper, good. Darbrough has all 7 points for the Madison Bulldogs. 30 seconds to go for Waverly. In the half court, we go to Meehan. Now Woodson, now left corner to Peterson. Peterson looks to skip it. We'll go back to Woodson up top. Dangerous pass to Coy Myers, nearly taken away by Colton Ish. Back to Meehan. 14 seconds now on the clock. Peterson now left side. He'll dribble. Up top, now find Ben Meehan, right wing. He'll drive to the elbow, kicks it back out to Peterson. Now left side, Coy Myers, 3 seconds. Skip back to Meehan. He'll fire it up at the buzzer, wide left. After 8 minutes of play, Madison leads Waverly 7-1. We'll take a quick break and have continued coverage of the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Welcome back to Madison, Kansas. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Drew. We'll take this time to send our well wishes to Mitch Butke, football star, wrestling star for Chase County. Mitch had an unfortunate accident a week ago, and recovering from that, Mitch is a great young senior for Chase County, son of Derek and Tiffany Butke. Derek, an assistant, former head coach, the head coach of the wrestling team, but our well wishes are with Mitch in his recovery. Just a great interview that we've had several times our Area of the Game of the Week broadcast.
And the good thing is, if you've been keeping up with the family on all the things that are going on, Mitch has been in great spirits. Something that we have come to love about him is he's always got a smile on his face, and that hasn't changed.
Absolutely. A life-altering event, but Mitch taking it in stride.
Absolutely.
Madison with possession here to start the second quarter with a 7-1 advantage. Waverly with a turnover against Madison, though. Going the other way. Meehan in the front court. Picks up a dribble at the elbow. Now Woodson, now left side Peterson. Peterson looking to drive. He'll drive baseline, picks up a dribble at the block and kicks it out to Meehan. Dangerous pass finding Coy Myers. Nearly stolen away by Lane Darbrough, who leads all scorers with 7 points. Back to Meehan for Myers on the right wing.
That 2-3 zone is really paying in dividends here for Madison, as they're doing a great job of kind of forcing the issue on the ends. You got the two guys up front really kind of coming outside the zone, and then you've got the three in the back who are just covering every single exit.
Nice cut there by Brady Wallace. He'll off the glass and good.
That's the first field goal for Waverly in this ballgame.
Wallace with all three of Madison's points, and Colton Ish trying to find Cade Herbert at the midcourt line, and it'll go over and back, turnover back to Waverly.
The fifth for Madison in this first half.
7:04 to play in the half, 7-3. Madison's advantage. Meehan left side. Finding Peterson. He'll drive in, kicking it back out to Meehan at the extended left elbow. Now skipped right side. Right wing three by Coy Myers. No good. Offensive board keeping the possession alive by Brantley Peterson. Up top, the Ben Meehan. Dangerous pass deflected by Bryson Turner. Breakaway coming. Turner going up for a layup, and Turner has his first points of the contest.
Credit Waverly for trying to keep up with Turner, but that's a foot race you're likely not going to win.
But Brady Wallace winning the foot race on the other side. He's got 5 points. And Lane Darbro nearly
scored for Waverly.
Trying to skip it back, and it bangs off the front of the iron. But fortunately for Madison, it stays with him. And Darbro streaks down the other side. And Darbro, a team-high 9 points. And the fast breakaway to Coy Myers.
Wow.
But he'll be fouled on the layup attempt. So he'll go to the line for 2 foul shots. That'll be the third team foul, I believe, against Madison.
Well, the way it looks, none of these guys are getting paid by the hours. This has been a speedy first half. Both teams really turning on the jets early here.
Myers at the line for 2 shots. This team trailing 11-5, 6:15 to go in the half. Myers bends his knees and fires from the right hand. Front of the rim, no good.
Waverly thus far just 1 of 5 from the line here tonight. Madison yet to take a trip to the foul line.
Second foul shot upcoming for Myers. All black shoes, orange socks. A staple across the team. Foul shot no good. Rebound to Darbro. Find an outlet pass to Colton Ish. Backcourt pressure applied by Waverly, though. Herbert now trying to cross the timeline. He'll go back to Ish. Ish to Turner. Heavy contact by Woodson, and Woodson will pick up the foul. That'll be Woodson's first, team's third. 6 minutes to go now in the half. And continuing as they start the clock, about 5 seconds in before no one realizes. Brayden Jones back in the contest, stolen away by Waverly. Meehan now with it at the 6 turnover 4 Madison. Meehan at the top of the line. Now right side Myers. 14-5, the advantage for Madison. Now to Myers. Skip back to Meehan. Meehan to Peterson. Up top, Myers. Now left side, Peterson. Down low to Meehan, knocked out of bounds by Lane Darbro.
That's going to – one thing I'm noticing from Waverly is I'm seeing a lot of guys, they're doing that no-look pass. And, hey, when it works, it's perfect. You know, they don't see it coming. But the thing is, I think that no-look has actually cost them a few turnovers here.
Three in the corner by Myers. No good. Gets his own rebound, but saving it out of bounds goes into the hands of Herbert. 5:05 to play in the half. Darbro over to Brayden Jones, knocked away. Turnover once again for Madison. Meehan, left side, Peterson. Peterson comes for a jump stop. Trying to skip it right side to Myers. It's stolen away by Darbro. Breakaway coming the other way. Darbro, nice. Spinning through the lane, and Darbro with another point here. He's got 11 on the contest.
Numbers are hard.
My goodness. 3 in the corner by Brantley Peterson. No good. Rebound to Lane Darbro.
Well, thus far, Madison is on the longest scoring streak that we've seen this ball game. They've got 4 in a row after the longest just in the first quarter was 2. Shows you how fast these two teams are going, as some of these gimme shots just aren't falling due to the speed.
They both got another turnover in the backcourt by Madison, back into the hands of Waverly. Trailing things 16-5, 4:20 to play in the half. Luke Bartley with it up top. Right side, Coy Myers. Right side, Brady Wallace. The 3 off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Waverly. It'll go to Madison. Backcourt pressure applied on the inbound. Colton Ish gets it. Now back to Herbert. Trying to find Darbro. They do. They cross the timeline. Brayden Jones now with it. Back to Darbro. Darbro, heavy contact. And Al Brown's going to wave it off. Charge against Lane Darbro. Good job there, Colton Woodson to keep his feet set and take the charge, much to the ire of Coach Alex McNeil.
Yeah, he was not happy about that call, but right call all day there by Al Brown.
Halfway through here, the second quarter. Madison with the advantage over Waverly. Myers skips it left side, Luke Bartley. Now up top to Woodson, now right side Myers. Myers on the wing. find the elbow to Meehan. Meehan to the lane. Off the window. No good. Rebound to Braden Jones. Outlet pass finding Colton Ish. He'll look to push. Crosses the timeline. Goes behind his back. He'll be trapped there in the corner. Now finding Turner up top. Left side Herbert now. Now skip left corner. Lane Darbro. Got the hot hand. The three-pointer no good though. Rebound to Waverly. Into the hands now of Ben Meehan. Elbow crossover.
Oh, beautiful
lane,
move.
Give it to him. And they're going to wave it off.
Oh.
He completes the shot, but another crossover travel call against Meehan.
Breaking ankles left and right, man. Sometimes just give it to the guy.
Thou shall not European pro step.
I guess not. That was beautiful moves, though.
Braden Jones, shot rejected.
Gets one back.
By Ben Meehan. We're going the other way. Myers, right side. Nice drive to create some separation, and Myers has his first points of the ball game. We have a timeout taken by Alex McNeil. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break with them. 16-7 our score. 2:55 left to go in this first half. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
Area High School Basketball being brought to you by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Olpe, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities.
Welcome back to Madison, Kansas. Tegan and I both have 13-7. Scoreboard shows 16-7, so I don't unsure if Tegan and I both missed a shot.
I love that you're so
not
desperate.
Not out of the realm of possibility.
I love that you're so desperate you're coming to me to do a math problem.
But Madison with possession. Kate Herbert being trapped at the timeout. Loose ball. Ball still loose. Bodies flying all over. Officials letting him go at it. Going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Waverly. So yet another turnover. They go against Madison. That's their 10th of this first half. Fisher's going to take time to clean up the sweat off the court. Give us time to congratulate former Waverly Bulldog Jess Pope, bareback NFR world champion, breaking through. That's his third straight average title there. He becomes one of four Cowboys to do so in the bareback division. So, Jess Pope, congratulations to you. It was an exciting 10 rounds watching him compete and knock off a longtime runner in that bareback division of Casey Field. Waverly having an opportunity down low. Brady Wallace, pass too strong, taken away by Lane Darbro. That's their eighth turnover of the half. 2:24 to go in this first half. Madison with the advantage. Braden Jones, foul line to the left block. No good. Just short rebound to Ben Meehan. Goes behind his back to create separation down, crossing the timeline. Left side to Peterson. Peterson finding Woodson, but it's taken away by Colton Ish. Ish with the breakaway. Layup. Good. Off the glass. As Colton Ish has his first points of the contest.
That was just pretty. He gets the steal, gets the separation, gets down the court, and finishes in the air. So he knew, if nothing else, he could draw a foul. Smart play there by Ish.
Myers right side to Peterson up top. Wallace back to Myers right wing. Buck 45 to play in the half. Into Woodson up top to Peterson. Peterson with the drive. It'll be deflected and knocked out.
Madison's defense here, they had that 2-3 zone. Now it's kind of breaking down a little bit because you got two guys on one player in Bryson Turner and Lane Darbro, both guarding the same man. That's giving some openings here to Waverly, and they need to start exploiting it a little bit.
I'm going to say Peterson was fouled on the attempt, so two foul shots coming. He will knock down the first free throw, and Tegan, we were right. It is 15-8, the score. So how about that? A foul was called against Kate Herbert. That's his second, team's fifth. Second one good from Brantley Peterson. His first points of the contest. trims the lead to 15-9.
I'm going to mark this down in history as a day that our math was 100% solid.
Bryson Turner gets it. Look to drive. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Short. Rebound to Meehan. Over the top throw to Peterson.
Oh.
Unable to complete the touchdown.
And
nearly had it, but bobbled it, looking to get it back out to the corner.
We saw this in the girls' game, too. Both teams really struggling to kind of keep their hands on the ball. You mentioned it's December basketball, but still, you want to see a little bit more efficiency out of your team if you're Coach Williams or Coach McNeil.
Buck 25 to play in the half-ish with it in the front court. Nice crossover. His shot rejected by Ben Meehan. Meehan will keep it. Looking to cut the deficit from six. Myers, heavy pressure from Darbrough. He'll find it, picking it up on the baseline. Up top, Wallace. Wallace at the elbow. Will spin. Now find Woodson. Now left side, Brantley Peterson. Peterson being defended by Cade Herbert. Now up top, Ben Meehan. Under one here to play. 15-9. Madison with the advantage. Meehan pump fake. Now finding Woodson. Up top. Now going left side to Peterson. Peterson. Pressure applied by Colton Ish. Picks up his dribble. Now finding Coy Myers. Nearly stolen away. Myers, nice crossover. Getting it to fall through. Myers cuts it to four with 40 seconds to play in the half.
Good patience by Waverly to let that play develop a little bit and try, instead of trying to force it up the middle. They do a great job of letting the gap open.
Turner has it after three-quarter court pressure on the inbound by Waverly. Turner now at the elbow, now foul line, finding Darbrough. Pass nearly too strong, but Darbrough recovers. Finding Herbert on the left wing, 20 seconds to play. Right side, Colton Ish. Turner now looking to add to the 15-11 advantage. Now Ish, 13 seconds to play. Ish to Herbert. Herbert will ball fake. Find Darbrough in the left corner. Darbrough leading all scorers. Now up top to Herbert. Now to Ish. 25-footer at the buzzer off the back of the rim. No good. 15-11. We find ourselves at the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll step aside, tally our stats, try and get a post-game interview with Victoria's head coach Bill Nienstedt. But you are listening to the area game of the week. Madison leads Waverly 15-11.